We're doing Dov's Minute, and our focus right now is on the blessing on learning Torah. Our sages tell us that when the first temple was destroyed, everyone was wondering, why was the first temple destroyed? We had people learning Torah on such levels. How come the Torah stopped protecting us? Yes, there was Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, and Shfichus Damim. But at the same time, you had great sages learning Torah, and for years there was Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, and Shfichus Damim, and their Torah protected them. And the wise men were asked, why was the temple destroyed? And the sages were asked, why was the temple destroyed? And everyone was wondering, why was the temple destroyed? And they couldn't figure it out. So they went to the angels. And they asked the angels, why was the temple destroyed? Why didn't our Torah protect us? And the angels didn't know the answer. So they turned to God. And they asked, God, tell us, why was the temple destroyed? And God told them through the prophet, Al me avda haaretz, why was the Torah lost? Why was the land destroyed? Because you guys learned Torah, but you learned it as a form of wisdom. You didn't make blessings before you learned Torah. The blessing on learning Torah indicates, God, thank you for giving me this Torah. This isn't some kind of academic knowledge. This isn't a religion. This is God's guidebook to the world. When we bless before we learn Torah, we are indicating that we are thrilled and we appreciate and we recognize the importance of the Torah. And when we do that, the Torah serves to protect us even when we sin, and the Torah serves to protect us that we will merit, Bezrat Hashem, to have children and grandchildren that maintain the way of the Torah.